Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Party like the pre-party.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Friday, Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. Took so long to find, 'cause all it would take is seeing your face and I'd forget. I should probably go to bed. Self-control to walk away if you walk in.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's now 2024 across the eastern half of the U.S. In the west, specifically Las Vegas, Shelley and Jacob from North Carolina are having an Elvis-themed wedding.
Kind of sprung it on him and just thought it would be fun to do it. And I wanted to have fun with it, so...
And that's us. We're always spontaneous.
And
we just jump and do something.
Houthi rebels in Yemen fired two anti-ship missiles at a container ship in the Red Sea. The U.S. Navy destroyer, USS Gravely, shot down both of them. Later, Houthis and four boats fired on helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which promptly blew three of the boats out of the water, killing 10. Jose Martinez in custody in Gwinnett County, Georgia, charged with defrauding Liberty Insurance out of $9 million in reduced insurance premiums that should have been paid if the insurance company had gotten complete information from Martinez. This is ABC News. The first presidential primaries are this month. Some former Trump staffers are now speaking out against his actions in office, his character, and what it could mean if he's put back into the White House. Former Trump Strategic Communications Director Alyssa Farah.
Texas, he knows how to use government better this time. He can put in diehard loyalists who can weaponize every level of government against his detractors, against the American people, against the media. It's almost too scary to fully wrap your head around what it could look like.
Farah on ABC's This Week. A little happier new year for Milwaukee restaurant worker Karen Pretty, a local charity. This time tomorrow, gifting her $5,000. She's battling an aggressive skin cancer.
Like paying my bills, my rent and everything, so it'll help a lot with that.
She says she's had dozens of medical appointments and three operations so far. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 15 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 30 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to around 20 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 30. 25, slight chance of snow Wednesday. Looking at the long range, 23 Thursday, 26 Friday, and 29 on Saturday. About an inch of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 20 degrees.
Continuous country.
Happy New Year.
It's a new year.
Happy New Year.
Let's celebrate.
Travel as many places as I can in one year.
Graduate school.
Trying to get a singing gig.
To lose some weight.
To eat more bacon.
Happy New Year.
98 Q Country.
You a happy new year.
98 Q Country.
But
Chris Jansen. It's All I Need Is You. If you need more great country to work in 2024, we got it for you. And keep rolling. Jason Aldean. Trouble with a Heartbreak.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Since you've been gone. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Smith at Creek Will Rise. Somebody turned to ChatGPT for, I don't know why. Well, they asked, what are the best potatoes to eat? What form of potatoes are the best? ChatGPT spit out mashed potatoes, followed by roasted potatoes, then French fries, baked potatoes, chips, hash browns, and potato salad. They're on the top of the list of the best way to enjoy potatoes. What's your favorite way? I'm a fan of mashed potatoes, roast potatoes. I like them all. I got to be honest. I like potatoes.
If you suffer from ugly yellow toe fungus, please listen closely. Toe fungus is not just an embarrassing cosmetic issue. It can be the sign of an underlying health problem. And if left untreated, can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But conventional treatments like foot soaks, prescription drugs, and laser treatments don't get to the root of the problem and are no match for drug-resistant fungi. But researchers have developed a new and different at-home treatment, and now thousands of people have finally ended their struggle with toe fungus. It's called Crystal Flush, and it's now available to try risk-free for 60 days. This is a limited-time offer that's not available in stores. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com. You no longer have to let embarrassing toe fungus ruin your life, but don't wait. Try it risk-free at crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com.
Now, let's try this song.
Nothing beats New Year's Eve.
Wishing you a happy new year.
98Q Country.
Been so long,
It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something
classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Oh,
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Jackson Dean, Fearless. If your New Year's resolution is to get in shape, there's no better time than the present, because according to some definitive evidence now, just 20 minutes of physical activity per day slashes the risk of cancer, dementia, heart disease by about a third. I'm not kidding. Physical activity reduces your health risk, like COVID hospitalization, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, I mentioned that, all-cause mortality, obesity, breast cancer, and colon cancer. So there's no better time to get yourself in shape. Stay out of the hospital. Stay healthy.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th, from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 15 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 30 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to around 20 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. cloudy skies expected Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 30. 25, slight chance of snow Wednesday. Looking at the long range, 23 Thursday, 26 Friday, and 29 on Saturday. About an inch of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just spit it all that jewelry.
Really cool station.
98 Q Country.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
We used to chase that Chattanooga freight, couple of kids in a Chevrolet, catch a little air when we cross the tracks, sipping on something from a paper stack, you hang your shirt on that maple lamp, slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in, I guess I'm still doing now. What I was doing then, chasing you. Yeah.
your radio. Chasing you.